It's the Philadelphia Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys. Sure, the marquee matchup on Sunday night might be between second-year stars Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott, but as we kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster, Wentz is focused on getting the win, not out-dueling the other quarterback.
You know, we're playing the Cowboys. That's plenty significant enough. You know, Dak's a great player. I think it's exciting for this conference, for this rivalry, for this league. But a lot of respect for him and what he's done. But at the end of the day, we have enough with just it being the rivalry week that it already is. You know, he's a great dude. Great dude. Obviously, he's a good leader. He's done well. So, like I said, it's exciting. Exciting for this division and this rivalry.
Wentz and the Eagles learned some tough lessons the last time these two teams met in Dallas. The Eagles couldn't hold a fourth-quarter lead before eventually losing in overtime. Head coach Doug Peterson shares his message to the team coming off the bye and how those hard losses a year ago are helping the team in 2017.
What did I learn? Well, number one, you hate to lose any week. You know, the other thing is just, you know, we had opportunities in that game to make some plays and change the outcome of that game. And, you know, I learned from the decisions I made in that game and have corrected those this season from preseason on. And you know, those are some of the takeaways. And for us as a football team, we're learning how to finish those games now, you know, this season. And that's a tribute to the players in the locker room. My message this week, one is you know, we have to refocus, obviously, coming off a break. We got to get ourselves back to doing the things we did before the break. And, you know, we're getting guys healthy, so, you know, guys will be full steam ahead this week, and we'll just have some parts out there that haven't been out there practicing and seeing where they are at the end of the week. But the biggest thing is just, you know, it's one day at a time message. You know, it's win today. That was my message this morning. Let's just win today. Let's get better today. And there's two types of players, two types of coaches, those that are getting better and those that aren't. So I challenge our team just to get better today.
For Eagles fans, Dallas week is unlike any other. And the players understand it, even those who are new to the rivalry.
Because, you know, it's America's team. You hear about them all year. Everybody, you know, they're going to do this and do that. You know, I'm just excited because I know we're going to put in work this week, and we're going to make sure we prepare for them and, you know, make the best team win, regardless of who out there or not.
You know, this is my first time into the rivalry. Obviously, I've been brushed up on the history and how much of a rivalry it actually is. We can't say that, you know, we're excited to go into, you know, this game any other, you know, any different than any other game. You know, we're excited to play every game, every week, you know, that we get a chance to go out there on that field and play. You know, it's a blessing.
We're going to prepare the same way we always prepare, but we know that the fans, I mean, that whole stadium is going to be fired up. It's going to be an exciting atmosphere. Anytime we play the Redskins, the Giants, or the Cowboys, it's a really fun game. So, I mean, on Sunday we need to a big win for us as a team, and we're excited about it.
Pretty much, you know, all my family's from Texas, so it is what it is. I mean, that's where I'm from, so, you know, a lot of people back home are Dallas Cowboys fans wherever I'm from, so it means a whole lot to us.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 as Glenn Macnow recounts the best Eagles-Cowboys moments. The Eagles are back on the field Thursday, so until then, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.